Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you.
So yesterday, AJ and I attended the 11th annual Connecticut Construction Industries Joint Forces Luncheon.
That was awesome.
And each year it benefits a different organization that helps veterans. Usually started by a veteran to help veterans.
Exactly.
This year, it was to benefit the Shadow Warrior Project. Shadow Warriors. What's a Shadow Warrior?
Right.
These are the folks who were in the military. They leave the military, and then they get hired as a private contractor to get paid to go and protect assets for the United States government in hotspots around the world.
Yep.
You see, the United States government won't pay a Navy SEAL a lot of money.
No.
They're doing it for all the right... The Navy SEAL's doing it for the right reason.
Yeah.
What happens is if a military personnel is murdered or killed by a terrorist in another country, it becomes a headline, rightfully so.
Yes.
But if these private contractors are killed, it doesn't become an international incident.
Yeah.
They're basically considered expendable assets. They were just a private contractor working overseas.
Yeah.
Thousands of these people are killed or injured, and it never makes the news.
Never.
So the government will pay these private contractors $700 or $800 a day. They'll pay a Navy SEAL nothing,
right,
but they'll pay these private contractors $700 or $800 a day, because if they die, it almost doesn't matter.
Yeah,
to the like, there's no headline.
Yeah.
So the Shadow Warrior Project was started by Mark Geist, who was in Benghazi on September 11, 2012, during the embassy takeover.
Yeah.
And if you've never seen the movie 13 Hours, you have to see this movie. It tells the story. It's very compelling and gripping, but it's not even close to hearing Mark tell this story
firsthand.
He brought us through his life and how he got into the Marines. His grandfather served in World War II. His uncles were in the military.
Yeah.
And he grew up thinking, well, I'm either going to be a cowboy or I'm going to be in the military.
Yep.
And one day he was in school and he's walking back to math class with his friend. And his friend walked right by the math class. And Mark said, hey, where are you going? He said, well, I'm going to talk to this Marine recruiter. And Mark said, well, if I go do that, can I skip math class? Next thing you know, he's in the Marines for 12 years. He gets out to start a family, becomes a police officer. After 9/11, he gets back in. And becomes a contractor paid by the government to serve in these hotspots around the world. And he found himself on 9/11/2012 in Benghazi as the embassy was being taken over. Now, if you look this story up, it's a real famous story. An ambassador was murdered.
Yeah.
It was a whole deal. But not a lot of people made it out of there, by the way.
No.
And he found himself on a rooftop, and the roof's there. There's about a 2-foot cement border going around the roof, so you have cover.
Yeah.
But he found himself on a rooftop with four of his guys taking on RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades. And these things have, if they land or explode near you, you have about a 90% chance of survival. So he's, shooting suppression fire on these guys with the grenades. They're protecting the building because the building's full of good people that they were hired to protect. And it's just an S show. Explosions, gunfire. He feels one go off near him, and he hears the guy next to him, who he knows by name, screaming in pain. One goes off on the other side of him. That guy's down. The guy behind him is down. Now, he's the only guy up there stopping the bad guys from coming in and killing the good people. He goes to reload his weapon, And he sees that his arm is all chewed up and he can't really pick his arm up.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't feel pain at that point because I knew I was the only guy that was stopping the bad guys from the good guys.
Yeah, stuff to do, yeah.
Didn't even feel pain.
No.
Another rocket-propelled grenade goes off, and he goes, that's when I felt pain. He said, it felt like I was stung by 1,000 bees. And he said, it was in my face. It was burning. He goes, luckily, I had goggles on. And then I noticed, you could see his face. All right, you could almost see the outline of the goggles.
The perforations, yeah.
Backup comes. They get him. They tie his arm up. He was trying to put his own tourniquet on. He couldn't do it.
Such a badass, man.
Somebody came up, put the tourniquet on. They take care of this guy who was firing on them with the RPGs. And they're like, all right, we got to go cover some stuff. Mark, can you get yourself down this ladder? This is a ladder that they just welded together with some pipe about a month ago. And he's got one arm. He's like, yeah, I could get down this ladder. So now he's on the edge of the building. And he has to figure out now with one arm how he's going to get himself
over. Yeah.
He told this story so well, and it goes on. And he spoke for probably over an hour.
Yeah.
And I thought, if you just took the audio from this talk and just put pictures to it, it would be one of the most compelling movies on this subject.
Ever.
But he has this Shadow Warrior project that helps these veterans who they're not even thought of.
No. If,
when they're injured and murdered, there's no second thought.
Nothing.
The government just moves on, hire another person. And it's a really, really good project. And, you know, Don Schuber is a former Marine who, you know, he gave his organization gave $90,000 to the toy drive one year.
Yeah.
Or to the Stand Up for Veterans.
Right. That was it.
And he held this thing and it was really, really moving. So two things. One, look up Shadow Warrior Project. And two, watch the movie 13 Hours. And Mark's story is in that movie, and it's really, really compelling. And it was just such an honor to be there yesterday.
Shake his hand, yep.
We were sitting and chatting with this guy, and he'll be on the show, and we're going to help that Shadow Warrior project in any way we can.
Yep.
But I want to thank Don Schubert and all of the construction people we met and hung out with yesterday.
They're
becoming family now.
Yep.
And it's a really important day. A woman was struck by lightning in a Target parking lot.
Well, where else would you get hit, really?
Yeah, it seems...
It just seems natural.
God was like, watch this.
Yep. I think he called it first.
An Iowa woman survived getting struck by lightning in a Target parking lot during severe weather. Amber Coglinton parked her car next to a shopping cart corral Sunday afternoon at a Target in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. She got out of the car, was still holding the door handle when she says the lightning hit her.
Must have a hell of a hairdo by now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Maybe God was Einstein like, maybe God was like, you don't need to go to Target anymore this month.
Enough.
Yeah.
I've seen your credit card, zap.
You don't need more candles.
For a split second, though, her car radio had incredible reception. Just everything.
Shut off that healthy glow.
The headlights come on, right. The whole car light up.
Like, is this a Tesla now?
I smell burning.
I always thought, like, if you're in the car, the tires will protect you, right? I guess because she was touching the parking
grounded.
Lot.
Grounded.
She was grounded. And she was
grounded.
Metal.
Did it? Yeah, she was touching the car,
yeah.
Which is funny. It's metal.
Right, but she's standing on the ground.
Mostly plastic.
Yeah.
But she's right near the shopping cart corral. So did that get hit and she got it through the ground?
Yeah, whatever. She just
whatever
wasn't
was.
In the right spot. Could you have more metal around you?
He said, I stepped out of my car, closed my door, and I'm grabbing towards the back seat door. All of a sudden, it just hit, and I lost my hearing. I kind of just went to the ground. I just couldn't hear, end quote.
What?
It is so loud.
Is it?
When it's right next to you.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, the kaboom?
She said she felt like she couldn't move, and she didn't lose her consciousness.
Oh.
Quote, my legs were gone. I felt like I couldn't move them.
She might have some crazy white hair. Yeah. Have to go back to Target to get dye.
She became a lightning girl. There's like a lightning bolt in her hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Lightning bolt, go!
No, it does leave those burns, though.
It does.
We've talked to people who have been zapped.
Yep.
It goes in a certain part, but it goes out of your body at a certain point, too. And wherever that exit is, like it leaves.
There's a hole.
It'd be cool if it came out of your ass.
Yeah. Black hole.
It'd be cool if it came out
of a black
hole. If it came out of your ass, it'd be really fun.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
Now, see that look, I fart lightly.
Oh my God.
My mom was at the kitchen sink in White Hills. It was a thunderstorm.
Uh-huh.
And we had a window air conditioner. And it was the morning. She had her robe on. And she's, you know, doing something in the sink, washing something or whatever. Yeah, it was probably 3 or 4. And I remember just a big flash and a boom. And I look up and her elbow is smoking.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that? Ma.
She's like, one more dish.
Ma. Stop it. I'm doing something. Ma.
I'm busy. Stop. Ma.
Ma.
Ma, you're smoking.
Ma.
I mean, you know, not, you know.
Not a weird way.
Not a weird way, Ma.
How come your dad doesn't say that?
Is your mom really hot, though? Side note.
She was at that moment.
Yes.
Ooh,
okay. She can melt butter.
They just like, she still is.
So what, she got it through the sink?
No, it came through the air conditioner. Went from the air conditioner.
Oh, man.
And because I think she was touching the water.
What was the setting on?
I couldn't tell you. I never ran the science in my head, and I didn't make notes.
Right.
So I don't know if it went, you know, all I remember is just a big flash and a boom, and her elbow was smoking.
That's all it took. And how was she?
She was all right.
Yeah.
Her elbow hurt. Her arm hurt for days.
But she had, like, superpowers in the arm now, or she got, like, crushed beer cans full? This is what I'm going to do to you.
Yeah, that was back when beer cans were real metal cans.
Yeah, damn straight. You couldn't crush a
beer can.
Yeah, you put it against your forehead to crush it, you knocked yourself out. We had that one tribe member, Mike.
Monroe.
Yeah, got hit twice.
Whoa.
Twice
in his life has gotten hit. I'm like, dude.
That's weird love.
There's got to be a three. You got to stay inside.
Yeah.
Not going to be able to tell us the third time, I think.
Yeah, I think the first time he was sleeping in a tent at the base of a tree.
Yeah, I remember that story.
He got blasted, yeah.
Yeah, he was the guy, the lightning came out of his foot.
Yeah.
It was exactly like what we were just talking about. It like wrapped around. You could see it was like all the way around his foot, his ankle.
It smelled like grilled cheese. Grilled cheese here.
Is he still around?
Yeah, I think so.
We got to have his number somewhere. I remember his last name. I don't want to say it on the air, but I'll text it to Ruth.
I'll tell you, God is like trying to get him.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it.
Twice. Yeah.
Damn it. Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, hi. I've been hit by lightning twice.
Twice. Is this Mike?
One time pulling 600 feet of steel out of a well, and the other time I was putting air in a tank. I had my ear to the tank, and it came through the wire pipes and blew me across the cellar floor and knocked myself out.
Damn.
Right in the concrete wall.
Oh, my
Damn.
God.
Damn. Ooh, you took lightning to the face.
You're lucky your brain didn't turn into like a piece of popcorn.
Right.
Tell us about when you were pulling the pump.
So I was pulling 600 feet of steel out of the well. My brother-in-law was working with me. He goes, it's starting to rain. He goes, what happens? Lightning comes. We stop. Well, the first bolt of the lightning came up, went through my arms, back down to the outriggers on the hoist truck. The way he explains it was, it's funny. He says, your eyeballs almost blew out of your head. Your tongue was there. You had a pretty blue glow all the way around me.
He never looked better.
A pretty blue glow. Yeah, that's called electricity.
Like Mr. Freeze.
Emanating from your body.
You look like Mr. Freeze.
You look
Freeze.
Like Avatar.
Right. It's a smurf.
A pretty blue
glow. I'm walking
glow.
Around. I flop on the ground. The customer was looking out the window. She calls, screaming, hangs up the phone. She's talking to somebody and dials 911. Before I knew it, when I came to, the paramedic was on me and he goes, you might have to go to the hospital and be zapped to get back in the rhythm because my heart was beating so fast.
Right. Well, you know, you just got hit by lightning. You're probably scared. Check your shorts.
No, that happens. Your heart gets out of beat.
Yeah, there's a lot of electricity involved in that.
That's why they say you're in love. I got struck by lightning because your heart's going. Yeah.
It's like in tune with the song.
Yeah.
No one cool if like you were holding a sandwich and became a panini.
Fresh press.
Look, my ham and cheese became a panini.
My hot dog's done.
Right. You hold a marshmallow. Just the way I like it.
This was a cheese sandwich. Now it's a grilled cheese sandwich.
Was your hearing different after that?
Do you have super hearing now?
Yeah. Is stuff different?
No, well, nobody wants to be around me when lightning comes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame him.
You get hit twice, you know. Be careful.
What's the last thing you remember?
Pulling the lever, and that was it.
That was it.
Well, you did pull the lever.
And then you wake up, and the paramedic's looking at you.
Yeah, it was the ultimate grandpa's finger.
Yeah.
Were there any side effects from that first one? Any side effects?
Well, everybody says I'm not normal anymore.
Well, who is, really, nowadays?
You don't believe everyone?
When you walk into a room, the lights dim?
Yeah, what's different?
Well, what do they mean, not normal?
Well, they said I'm never cold, so, you know, I'm out pulling steel pipe with bare hands in freezing cold temperature, and my hands don't get cold.
You're thermal man.
Okay, then how long from that period to the second time you got hit?
About 2 years.
2 years later?
All right,
2 years later, you're where?
I'm in the cellar putting air in an old galvanized tank. All I remember was it was sort of at the same time, like a big bang. She was a nurse, comes running downstairs, and I'm all the way against the other end of the cellar, laying there, and she's trying to wake me up. She slaps me across the face. I come to. She goes, "What happened?" I says, "I don't know. I had a big bump on the back of my head." She goes, "Lightning hit out there." I says, "Oh, not another time."
Not again. What do you mean again?
Can't get enough of you.
You ever think of working in a library now? Someplace different. If you get hit there, then that's vendetta. God's after your ass.
You could ask my wife, because she goes, "When lightning comes, I won't be by any windows. I go to the center of the house."
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah, I would have like a lightning shelter.
I wonder if they do a study on people
sorry,
like you.
I'm driving, right? And I think I'm losing you.
Okay. No, okay. Right. All right. Well, right. Thank you.
That's the electric pull from your body.
Rough day for a man driving a stolen school bus with a dead deer inside.
This is a long day, too. Guy in York County, Pennsylvania, was arrested Tuesday morning after allegedly leading officers on two separate vehicle chases in two counties. It all began early Tuesday morning after Pennsylvania State Troopers stopped a BMW with a Florida license plate and questioned the driver. Local station WGAL reported that the trooper said they could see items in the car that appeared to be from a nearby convenience store where a theft had just been reported.
Okay, there you go.
There's a lot going on.
It's very convenient for him.
However, Saunders reportedly told the police he got the items at a junkyard.
Yeah, slippery cups.
Hard to tell the difference if you got it from a convenience store or a junkyard.
Right, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, also, reportedly a dog in the vehicle and a dead deer in the trunk. Saunders allegedly drove away when troopers asked him to exit the vehicle.
Not exit the vehicle, exit from the vehicle.
Yeah, he misunderstood.
Right, exit the vehicle. Oh, I gotta go.
Oh, exit the vehicle.
Thank you, officer.
I'm just gonna leave then.
Have a good day.
I will exit with the vehicle.
I got me in a dead deer. Gotta go someplace.
Yeah, I was gonna do that anyway, but with your permission, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
He reportedly had to leave the BMW when he wasn't able to maneuver the car over some railroad tracks.
Oh, no. So bad.
Car was that good, huh?
So he ran into the woods.
Oh.
Now, later that morning, local law enforcement agencies were notified that a school bus had been stolen. Police said officers first spotted the bus at a shopping center parking lot.
A little different than a junkyard.
Right.
They eventually caught up with it. The driver pulled over briefly, but then pulled away and kept driving.
Now, when he pulled over, did he put the right lights on?
Student crossing.
Deer crossing. Yeah.
Do the cops have to stop when he puts those lights on?
Right, right.
Stop sign comes
on. And how do you get on? Do you stand there dressed like a child in the corner?
The driver then allegedly led officers on a chase that ended after he abandoned the bus, ran away on foot while stripping off all his clothes.
Oh.
That's a lot.
Over-traumatic.
He's a handful, isn't he?
Did he think the cops were after his clothes?
Right. I know.
I leave these.
Yeah.
But my description, I got to take off my red shirt.
That's it.
I'll run faster naked.
Yes. Right through these prickly bushes.
Yeah, who knows what logic is happening at that point?
First of all, yeah, twice you got caught. Twice you had a dead deer.
Police got him, identified him as Saunders, who allegedly admitted that he stole the bus after crashing the BMW. He also allegedly claimed he intended to use the dead deer carcass as fertilizer for his garden.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's what that's for.
I thought it might have been dinner.
Most Italians would just eat that. That sounds suspicious.
To me, I think the deer faulted on a loan.
Remind me not to eat anything out of his garden.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
All right, next headline. Cops run to a cry for help, but it turns out to be a goat.
What animals today?
Yeah. Two cops in Oklahoma responded to a report that someone was screaming for help. Here's what happened when they arrived.
I think it's a person. That's a person. Is it a goat?
I'm standing outside in her backyard. I'm like, I hear it. But I don't know if it's an animal or a person. But sure enough, we're walking over here. I'm like, that's a person.
Yeah, from his long distance, sounds like help.
It really does.
It does.
He sounds like he's in distress.
Let's just check. It could be grandma with menopause.
Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
All right. I want to play this for you and tell me what you think it is, okay?
I'm going to say AJ in the bucket.
Walk in the toilet, but no.
Yes. You know what? Well, that's close.
Yeah, very close. Thank you. Right.
Yeah.
Like my last prostate exam. Dr. Longfinger?
I don't know what else it could be.
It's a goat.
Stop it.
Yeah. It's a goat.
It's a real goat?
Yeah. No, the second part was me.
Cops heard it
right.
And thought it was a person crying for help.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I would, too.
I would, too.
Yep.
That is incredible.
Right. Yeah, apparently the goat was in the bucket truck.
In the K&J bucket truck.
Could you imagine putting a goat in a bucket truck? That would be the best.
Yeah, no. Goat jumps out, lands on me, I'm good.
Yeah.
That would be the problem. Like, oh, we didn't think about the jumping part.
Yeah. Mm. Looking
back. Yeah, you have PETA on the ground waiting for the goat to come back.
Yep.
You know,
unbelievable.
We had PETA call us once. They weren't happy with something we were doing.
No happy. Yeah.
We had a, I'm trying to think what the hell it was. Oh, it was a turkey. So John Gee was raising turkeys.
Oh, right.
And he was raising them to
be slaughtered.
To eat.
Basically, yeah, it'd be dinner.
To be Thanksgiving. Yes.
For Thanksgiving.
Or perhaps a nice snack.
And we named one of them Megan, who was our traffic
Megan
person.
Dahl.
Megan Dahl.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And it just became a whole character and all this. And someone from PETA heard it and didn't like it.
No.
And they bought Megan.
Oh, they did. Nice. Right.
Or actually, we were auctioning off Megan, and then they said, hey, this isn't cool.
Is it right?
And so we donated Megan to PETA.
Right. So we had to actually eat the real Megan.
Are you done?
She knows it works.
I'm like, I'm thinking, I totally forgot you were talking about a turkey. I thought you were talking about you donated Megan to the PETA.
So looking back, this is why she's not here anymore.
So the PETA volunteers, God bless them, because they're doing such important
work. Yeah, they do great work. Yes,
they're doing important work.
Yes, they do.
But some of the volunteers are new and they don't really think things out, I guess. Yeah. They arrive to pick up Megan, the turkey.
Yes.
With no cage.
Oh.
Stop it.
Right.
So they just put the bird in the car.
Did it call shotgun?
Buckle her in the front seat.
Shotgun.
That's animal abuse.
I'm like, can you imagine driving down 95 and the turkey just goes bananas? And
right.
You're like,
no. I'm sticking its head out the window like a dog.
Now, now can you legally use the HOV lane?
Yeah, that's very true. No, you have to use the HOT lane.
Ah. Right, 350. Ah. I'm stuffed.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, Emily's in studio.
I heard you dropped a bomb in the studio.
Yeah, oh, wow. I did.
She already cursed on the air.
Right. Just testing it out.
What's going on, Emily? Where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut. I'm Italian, so I like to say that's why I dropped the F-bomb.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Glastonbury, and my family's from
Waterbury.
Very
swanky.
Yeah, I'm not so swanky. I'm from, like, the one neighborhood that's white trash.
Oh, okay.
There's a white trash neighborhood in Glastonbury?
Every rich town's allowed a white trash neighborhood.
Right on the outskirts, right?
Yeah.
Can someone call?
That's where I grew up, too. I grew up in the white trash part of town.
Yeah, by the 24-hour stuff on the outskirts of town.
Yeah, but white trash, what that means, like the house is 400,000.
I'll tell you if it's white trash. What town does that border, that little corner of Glastonbury?
East Hartford.
Oh.
Man, and Portland.
I think you're okay.
East Hartford's pretty nice. Yeah, I've been there.
Well, maybe people at Glastonbury think that East Hartford's
ghetto. I know,
ghetto.
Like, exactly. It's so right, dangerous.
Right. Yeah.
Like oh, my God, they have a gas station.
Yeah.
Like,
God heavens, their house is
there's
another,
a liquor store.
Their house is only $500,000.
No, people in Glastonbury get concerned if there's traffic past 9 p.m.
They have a 7-Eleven in Cumbies.
I just realized I don't know a lot about Glastonbury.
Yeah, you don't
I know
need
that's
to.
Where Glastonbury Vacuum is. Hi, this is Rick, my dog Buster.
What is that, a commercial?
Yeah. for Glastonbury Vacuum. Hi, this is Rick and my dog Buster.
That was really good.
No, but there's some cool spots in Glastonbury. It's very built up now. There's like breweries, coffee shops.
Yeah, totally.
Apple picking for all the beer. Girls who want
to. Is there a town now in Connecticut that doesn't have a brewery?
I know, right?
Seriously. I was at Ben 228 in Glastonbury a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Very good.
That's
Ben 228,
yes.
Yeah, Ben 228 sounds like a winery.
I would call it glass and beer.
You know, they do serve wine. They used to have one right across the street from Theater Works in Hartford, but unfortunately the pandemic put the kibosh on that one.
Yeah.
But they opened one in Glastonbury, and it seems to be doing really well, and I'm very glad for them.
Okay.
Yay.
Breweries keep evolving, too. They're getting better and better.
Yeah, and they get food trucks.
I don't like breweries. I want vodka.
Same. I want tequila.
Some breweries you can get vodka, no?
Yeah, I like a brewery with a full bar.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
You know, please everybody.
It's interesting that it started with just like, let's get an old factory and people will show up.
Yep.
Exactly.
And
right.
Now it's evolving into, well, okay, we want it to be a little bit nice, a little bit different, have live music.
Yeah, some have an actual restaurant, like a little, you know, snack bar going on where they make really good food.
Yeah.
No, we're real lucky.
Yeah.
We have great pizza, great beer.
Yeah. Good times. Board games.
Love pizza. Don't like beer.
No, you're not a beer person.
Have you a t-shirt?
No, I just never acquired a taste for it.
I liked beer when it was free in college, but then after that, I was like, I don't enjoy this.
How did you get free beer in college?
Pay for this crap?
Huh? Oh, I had a fake ID. Shh, don't tell my mom.
Oh, college drinking nights?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, but how do you get free?
How do you get free? You just be a girl and you're like, hi. And guys are like, oh, you want this? You're like, hopefully there's no roofies in here.
I'm going to have my friend.
You got to build up a roofie tolerance, honestly.
That's funny. I tried the same thing. It didn't work for me. They were like, get out.
Go away.
Are you sure?
It's like that Bud Light commercial.
Yeah,
it's ladies' night and the guys are dressed in drag. That's an old Bud Light commercial. Yeah. It's funny how it's come around now.
I know,
like,
right?
Oh, now it's like not funny.
Right. Yeah. So not funny.
It was funny when they did it before.
Right.
Everyone got a laugh.
Yep.
Boy, they're having a little trouble, aren't they?
It's weird how upset people get about something like this.
I know. Everybody just relax.
But what they did somehow is they were able to make both sides mad.
Yeah,
right.
No one's happy.
Yeah. The rest of us in the middle, we don't care.
Yeah.
But both sides got mad. First, one side got mad, and then when Bud Light said, hey, man, we didn't know anything about this,
right.
Then the other side got mad.
Right.
Now both sides are mad.
Way to go.
Right. It's like a Judy Collins song. I've got them mad from both sides now.
Yes, I was just thinking that.
The reference we were all thinking.
No, I get it, Scott. I get it. I'm here for you.
As soon as you said that, boom.
Yeah, let's play
Did
that
you
next
really,
time
AJ? Here.
Yeah. Bring out the goat.
Have you ever cursed on the air, Scott, by accident?
No, I'm not. Chaz, don't even say it.
By accident. No, of course not. He meant
why?
It.
Oh, was it like saying, oh, it's quiet here, and then it gets busy?
Exactly. Oh, like, okay. Oh, there's no traffic. Boom.
All right.
I'm knocking wood. Thank God I've never, no.
Okay.
So when he says, look at the effing weather we have on Mother's Day.
Wish your effing mother a happy Mother's
Day. Boy, is your effing mother going to be happy?
The worst thing that's happened to me on air, we were doing a Survivor or a Big Brother audition, and at Mohegan Sun or Fox was, I can't remember where, but the woman did a cartwheel, and her boob came out.
Oh.
And it was on television, and I was like, and this was just after the Janet Jackson thing. I was like, my news director called me. She's like, was that a boob? I was like, yes, it was, and I didn't mean for it to happen.
Yes. Scott made a Survivor song.
I said, if anybody doesn't want to see that, it's me.
Put it away.
All of a sudden, I heard a thump, and there it was. I thought somebody had a flat tire, dropped baloney.
Scott got sexually assaulted by her boob.
Hold on, we have the audio of Scott's reaction.
Chaz and AJ, the water doctor. Boss Keith, top five.
All right, so today's list, in life, there are little things that completely annoy us that we can't really fix. So today's top five are those five things for me.
Okay.
Okay, so number five, potholes. So I'm a bad driver. We've all talked about this. I drive fast. I break all the hands-free laws.
I've had so many cars since I've known you.
I've had 19 car accidents. I've totaled 7 cars in my lifetime.
Is that a real number?
It's a real number.
Wow. How are you insured?
They aren't all my fault. And I count ones where I, like, back up and hit a tree.
Okay.
Or, like, they're not all
but
that.
Total seven
there's been
cars.
7 totals. Wow. Yeah. Which is a crazy number, actually.
Most folks in their entire lifetime don't do that.
I was younger. But either way, I still drive nuts. And I think that this is I don't see the potholes, you know, because I'm not paying attention.
Right.
So you know how most people see the potholes and they go to the right or the left of it? I just hit these potholes straight on every time.
So your tire guy must love you.
Oh, it's awful.
The alignment guy, the wheel guy.
Yeah. Right. So if you know how to test your alignment, you're supposed to take the hands off the wheel and see if it still goes, I'm just always right. I'm right forever.
It's a hard 90.
Right. So I think the winter ends, and for the next week, it should be round the clock, 24-hour pothole fixing. That should, again, this is when I'm governor.
Right.
So on March 21st, from March 21st to April 1st, it should be 24 hours around the clock. We fix all the potholes in the state, and then we're good
to go.
Get
it done.
Right.
Right.
The street that I live on is Pothole City. And again, when I'm driving home, I turn into my neighborhood. I'm certainly not looking. The turning on the radio, I'm on the phone, and it's bang, bang, bang. And then I'm finally at my house.
So he wants to fix your whole week.
Right. Yes. Fix my whole week.
He knows
your
when
whole
to pull
week.
Into his driveway when he hits the third pothole. Right. Take a left.
It's true. Number four. I realize this one will sound elitist.
Okay.
But I hate green texts. I can't text people that don't have iPhones. And I know the Samsung takes better pictures or some nonsense, but with that, you can't ha-ha, and you can't thumbs up. And I need my ha-has, and I need my thumbs up like you do on group texts. Everyone, you should get an iPhone. Everyone should have an iPhone, because when you send me a picture from your fancy Samsung phone, it's stretched out, it doesn't look right, the videos are small.
That's Apple not wanting to work with the other companies.
Great!
It so only works that way.
They win!
They
congratulations,
don't.
Apple. You figured out how to screw everybody up.
And I've got a Samsung, and I love it.
Oh, it's awful.
You I love try it. To text you know why?
Phil, it's like texting hell.
I was just going to say, my boss never texts me.
It's awful. I hate it.
It repels him.
I can't be on group text with Phil.
It's like a built-in security measure.
I absolutely hate people that don't have iPhones because it just doesn't look right.
This was a real conversation. He's like, I texted you. I was like, you didn't. He's like, I know. Your phone sucks.
Sucks. It sucks.
He ran all bold caps.
Everybody who is in a group text with somebody that doesn't have an iPhone goes crazy about this. So if we all have iPhones and you say something funny and I do the little ha-ha thing, it's great. But if somebody in the group text doesn't, it says, Keith laughed at your text or whatever. It doesn't show the ha-ha. I need the ha-ha. I hate it. Everybody agrees with me. Let's go to the mall. They'll all agree at the mall.
Can
not even a cool mall.
Can you statistic how many people have iPhones as compared to other phones?
I think it's half. I think it's 50% iPhones and then the rest, and then it's 50% Samsung,
everything else.
Google. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that green meant they didn't have an iPhone.
Yeah, that's
usually,
what it means.
I got a lot of green people.
Yeah, you know, well, you should stop talking to them.
So green people. That's what they're called. You're a green person.
Green people.
It's fine if we're having a one-on-one text exchange with a green person.
Yes, yes.
But if it's a group text with a green person, that's where it's terrible. So we're all at a show together, but there's somebody green, and they take all the pictures. All the pictures are screwed up. They're small. They look weird. They're distorted. It's terrible.
Again, that is Apple that does that.
Okay.
You're defending the wrong side.
It's the way it
goes. All the other phones can text each other, no problem.
I was at an event the other day with a green person, and she took a bunch of green pictures, and all of them were screwed up. You can't use them.
Not on her phone. They're fine.
Right. But everybody else has an iPhone. Anyhow.
You also can tell when a blue person's texting you back.
Yes.
You can wait for
the dots.
The little blurb.
You just wait, because they're commenting, so you don't send something.
Right. Right. The green people, you can't. The green people are like in their own country.
Not.
Right. Ugh. Anyhow.
Country. Green country.
Number three.
They must like funk.
They do. Number three. This is important. This is an important one. Oh, and you guys are going to disagree with me.
Oh, no. Here we go.
When places only take cash, we are phasing out cash.
I'm with you on that one.
Unless you're a shady under the table operation or a drug dealer or whatever, but I am not going to your dumb ATM in your store that is a $6 fee and the terrorists run. I want every place to take cards, Venmo, Apple Pay, or Samsung Pay, or whatever Phil has, and no cash. I want no cash anymore in my life. No more cash.
I use all cash.
No. So, like, tonight, you're going to Kevin Hart. They don't take cash. It's the way it should be. No cash.
I'll have somebody else buy something for me.
Well, AJ doesn't have that problem. He has no cash.
Exactly. So my dad, to this day, at 76 years old, says, you got to have cash. You always have to have $50
no.
on you. Never. I'm
no.
never having any money on me, ever.
Go. See? Green.
Not me. No, you search my wallet. I have nothing. I have...
I'd be frozen there.
This thing doesn't look used at all.
I'll take it a step further. I don't even like putting the card in the little slot anymore. Just give me the tap and let me leave faster.
Phil's,
I want the 7 extra seconds.
Phil's right about this thing, not the other things. This one he is right about. So
let me wave it in front of the thing and leave. That's all I want to do.
Even the ice cream trucks get it.
Yes,
I was at an ice cream truck yesterday. They took Venmo. I was like, this guy knows. This guy gets that. And first of all, a chipwich shouldn't be $6.
Was it weed infused?
Right. A chipwich should be $1. But either way, he got my Venmo. It was great.
Nice.
All right, number two, self-checkout. How did we all let this happen? There was a system for 100 years at grocery stores. The cashier checks us out. A senior citizen bags the groceries. You say thank you, we leave. But for some reason, we all decided we all work at the grocery store now. So, and it's not cheaper. Nothing's better. It's not easier. The system blows. Some of these grocery stores, you put the thing in the bag and it doesn't register it. And then the light blinks and then the stone kid has to come over. It's a mess.
That's because you're following the rules. People go there so they cannot scan stuff and leave.
That's what I'm going to do. Starting this weekend, everything's getting stolen.
Yeah. I haven't paid for tomatoes at Market Fair.
Every week. It's always the apples don't go through. I don't know why.
So I change. The only thievery I do is I change like what the fruit is or whatever to the cheaper fruit. But now I'm just going to take stuff. I buy 3 packs of gum. I'm not scanning those on Sunday. They can eat it.
Marty the robot's chasing that.
right. And it's that it's Stop and Shop that has the problem where I take the milk and I put it in the goddamn bag and it says it's not weighed. It's not in the right. It's not in the blah blah blah. And then the idiot has to come over and I'm like, I don't know, man.
Well,
I scan the
just
thing.
Wait in line.
Can I go shop when you guys want to watch?
And I like grocery stuff. I like grocery shopping. It's fun, but I like the old way. And there's and you can't wait in line because there's only 2 of them that are open.
There's only ever why?
Yeah.
Like why are they there if they're not going to be open?
Blow them up.
Just open them all.
But you know what it is though.
Right.
I prefer to pack my own groceries.
Me too.
Because
AJ's
right.
Twice I had a bleeder. Some guy had cut his hand. He bled all over my groceries.
Oh.
Well, that's a terrible
story.
Why would
you just stop that right there?
Yeah. Like, see something, say something.
I did. And he goes, like, oh, I'm sorry. He puts a band-aid. I'm like, blood everywhere.
To the manager.
He didn't know what you said.
You have to talk to the manager.
There's blood on everything.
This is certainly not a real story. I refuse to believe this story.
It's real, yeah.
I get where they smush the stuff on the bottom. Like, you know, don't put my raspberries on the bottom of the bag and all my frozen food on top. Don't do that.
No. The world was built on 82-year-old people bagging your groceries. I need it to go back.
It was the older person that sprung a leak.
Right. All right, number one. Little annoying things that you can't really fix. People who tell me they are busy. You're not busy. I refuse to believe it. This is on you. People who are like, I'm super busy, so busy, working so hard, so busy. You aren't. You just have a time management problem. You got to quit your hobbies. You got to stop hanging out with the person that sucks all your time out. You got to time manage better. Don't go to Starbucks. You aren't busy. You don't work in a coal mine and have 7 children and it's 1909. You have the time. Just stop doing some of the things you're doing. You're not busy. You can go and pick up your kids from softball. You're fine. You're
if
not
you've
busy.
Ever wanted to work at this station, that's what your employee review sounds like right there.
Is this directed at someone?
No, I'm just
want to dedicate this to
I've had all those things sent to me.
And number one on this week's countdown.
Quit your hobbies.
You made it number one for a reason.
I'm just saying, Phil's not busy. Phil, he's another one. You're not busy.
I am. I'm very busy.
He's not busy.
I am.
Don't walk around.
The brand new Zelda comes out today. Right. I am so busy today.
You're not busy. No one's busy. The next time somebody tells you they're busy, ask them.
Busy.
Tell them to go through their day. And you can say, fake, fake. Don't do that. Stop doing that. Fake.
I'll text it to you in my green text.
On Twitch, my ears hurt.
I'm not sure why I'm so mad today. I feel fine.
Do you want us to send number one to anyone?
No. Okay. Everything's good. All right.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.